Hi, and welcome to Super Anti-Aging Podcast with your host, myself, Steve Halpern. And as the title says this podcast, it's Super Anti-Aging. And many of you might know, I spend hours and hours a day reading medical journals and blogs and contacting anti-aging scientists. One, because it's personal, and I've always had the desire to share the information that it's responsibility of mine to share the latest health information. And the problem on the web now is there's a lot of confusion. And is it an infomercial on the web that's telling you information? Are there real studies? Not on six mice or seven people. And is good theoretical science behind this research? So today, I'm going to talk about some of the new findings, and I'm also talking about one of my favorite passions, which is canine health, because we all love our dogs. We're doggy parents, and we hate to see them age. I've watched it as a pet owner, and that's very uncomfortable, and you don't want your canine child going through aging symptoms. So let me get into the nitty-gritty. There's been a lot of controversy back and forth, mixed studies on fish oils, and the latest study, it's called a meta-analysis, where they go through all different studies that have been done over the years, high-quality studies. And it was absolutely shown that fish oils can be beneficial for cardiovascular protection. So, done deal. Now, the quality of fish oils is important. You do not want rancid fish oils or contaminated fish oils. So I look for a reputable company. I personally use Life Extension because I know they do third-party testing. But there are other brands out there, and you have to make sure they're doing third-party testing so you have clean fish oils. Another new study that was fascinating to me was on a compound, a mineral actually called lithium, and in high dose it's been used for psychiatric disorders. They don't really know why it works, but it seems to work, and that people on lithium therapy seem to have improved health and longevity. Well, on the ends of chromosomes in our cells, there are caps, and they're called, of all things, telomeres, and they protect our DNA. And it was found that lithium, and not necessarily in high dose, but microgram dose, 200-300 micrograms, not milligrams, micrograms, could protect the chromosomes from DNA damage by conserving the telomeres. So I've added that to my regimen. There are products out there. I use Life Extension Memory Protect. It's got a special lithium orotate and some colostrum, special form of colostrum. And I've definitely noticed sharper memory. I can remember even more of the research that I go through. So that's part of my regimen. And again, as I've said many, many times in these podcasts, it's not the antioxidants necessarily that you take in, it's the antioxidants you make to protect your DNA, which is certainly a key part of aging. It's like in the old days when you would have a tape recorder and you'd play it over and over again and the sound got worse and worse and worse. Well, if your DNA gets damaged, depending where in the body, it can be arthritis, it could be Alzheimer's, it can be heart disease, it can be cancer. You want to protect the DNA. And there are numerous nutrients that can protect the DNA, but of course, one of my favorites is broccoli seed. And again, I've done numerous podcasts on broccoli seed. A brief summary is about 35 years of research, minimum, done at Johns Hopkins by Paul Talladay, who recently passed, an incredible scientist who changed from pharmaceuticals to the idea that there were compounds in foods that could enhance health and protect us from cancer. It even made many, many years ago headlines in the New York Times, front page in the New York Times, and it was a big run on broccoli seed. And the latest researched is that it's not the sprouts, it's not broccoli sprouts that are the best source, it's actually broccoli seed. I mean, you can eat 3-day-old broccoli sprouts if you want, but you'd have to get a therapeutic amount, you'd have to get at least a third to a half a cup a day of 3-day-old sprouts. As the sprouts mature, they lose some of the protective substance. Broccoli seed comes from the mature broccoli. But you can't eat the seed, unfortunately. It has oils that you want to take out, or not particularly helpful. And certainly broccoli seed oil topically is fine. And at the same time, you want it digestible. And so a company patented the seed, so it's very, very potent, and it was originally used for majority of the research at Johns Hopkins. And that seed is in a product called Vitalica. And it's also in a product for pets called Brocco Pet, where it's in a powdered form. You can take it yourself, or you can give it to your canine companion. And I have both of them. And I support the sale of these products, which also supports my research. If you go to Brocco Health, you'll see the jar of Brocco Pet. Now, why am I so excited about this? There's been some interesting studies on canine cancer, osteosarcoma, and it was shown that it could help kill some of the cancer cells, as it does in humans, killing cancer stem cells. And again, the best protection is being proactive and preventing cancer. Treating cancer is quite difficult, depending on the type of cancer. And there's, again, some interesting research on sulforaphane that comes from broccoli seed. There are probably hundreds and hundreds of current studies that I've looked through on different mechanisms of killing cancer cells. But again, that's an oncological issue. Sharing this information with your oncologist. It's not a do-it-yourself program or even with your vet. But prevention is different. So what I talk about is broccoli seed food, which is in Vitalica and at the same time is in Brocco Pet. What have I seen with those? People just feel really good based on the research. They have more energy, their skin gets clearer. People who have a hard time exercising and losing weight seem to also have benefit. I've seen in my patients improvement in joint health and prostate health because it gets to the basic mechanism, turn on the beneficial genes, get rid of damaged cells. That's the key. You don't want poorly functioning cells in your body. They create problems. And I have a special offer for the listeners of my podcast. If you go to VitalicaSupplements.com, VitalicaSupplements.com, you'll see all the Vitalica products, but at VitalicaSupplements.com, and you go to the most potent form, which is Vitalica Physician. Well, you only have to take one, or if you really have some issues, two a day, which would be pounds and pounds of broccoli, if you can get the best broccoli, or broccoli, or eating the broccoli sprouts. Unfortunately, most greens, even cruciferous vegetables, have various amounts of the beneficial compound, which is glucoraphanin, which then becomes sulforaphane. The interesting about sulforaphane, it stimulates beneficial probiotics. It stimulates normal bowel function. It stimulates glutathione, the major antioxidant in the body, involved in every single system of the body. You're manufacturing glutathione constantly and supporting glutathione production in the body. This way is a wonderful adjunct to your health. I came across years ago studies that were done on glutathione before it became mainstream on the web, and it was found that the healthier the seniors, the higher the glutathione levels, both in canines and humans. So you want to maintain great levels of glutathione. I also recommend personally taking oral glutathione. Glutathione is absorbed, and at talkingherbals.com you'll see a powder glutathione that was especially made by one of the foremost Japanese pharmaceutical companies. Not glutathione from China. The Japanese had the best amino acids. And that's at Talking Herbals. And it's a powder. And you can add some to your dog's food. You can take a quarter scoop and put in some water. And it works really, really well with Vitalica. Because in order to use the sulforaphane, you need glutathione. So taking in your own glutathione supplement makes it work even better. So let me get into some more nutrition news. Again, the controversy over vitamin D. Should we have it? Should we not? And it seems that the latest studies show major health benefits from an adequate amount of vitamin D. What's an adequate vitamin D? We don't really know. We do know low levels are not particularly healthy. And so having a blood test interpreted by a health practitioner is a great idea. I seem to have come to the conclusion that somewhere around 40 is a good number, 40 to 80 milligrams in the blood is a good number. And I have not personally seen, this is not medical advice, any health problems with any of my clients who've been taking extra vitamin D. So again, we're back to the vitamin D, we're back to the fish oils, we're back to, again, a healthy microbiome. A study showed that 3 days, just 3 days, intensive care in a hospital was enough to totally disrupt a healthy microbiome, which then would contribute to more risk of infections, because our probiotics are very, very important for protecting our immune system and maximizing immune functioning. And so the idea of giving probiotics in a hospital, which is not particularly mainstream, is starting to have some interest. Another interesting story, again, it's a repeat of a previous story on stents. there was a double-blind placebo control done where there was a sham stent, a fake stent put in. They could do this in England. And they didn't notice any difference in the people who got the stent. The people who didn't. No change in mortality. No real health improvement. And the conclusion was is that arterial disease is a systemic disease and not just a blocked arteries. Yes, if you have a major artery going from your heart to your lung, that's an emergency situation. But the other idea that you're 60% blocked in this one, 70% blocked in this one. And the conclusion of the study was that it's not those arteries that are going to cause the problem. It's a systemic effect. Lots and lots of arteries in the body. How do you support healthy arterial health? Preventing inflammation and DNA damage. And having a healthy blood flow. Again, I personally take nanokinase, which works as a mild blood thinner. Keep that blood circulating. And I, like I said, there are many, many nutrients that I use in my practice. But the key is that we all have biochemical individuality. And what works for one person doesn't. And the practitioner needs the experience to be able to use the various nutraceuticals and herbs to maximize health functioning. So let me get back to the exciting news. If you go to Vitalica Physician, in regards to the price on there, okay, the price will be $45, which is the most beneficial price you'll see on the web. And I've had that done because I want everyone using broccoli seed. So again, going to Vitalica Physician, and your cost will be $45 plus free shipping. And that's my present to my listeners. As long as the supply lasts at this rate, we'll keep it going to get into as many hands as possible. Doing a Google search of sulforaphane and any health condition will turn up research. Whether it's arthritis or whether it's cataract or whether it's animal studies on Alzheimer's, even hair loss, obesity, diabetes, clinical trial. It's all there. The studies are there. So it's not about the broccoli seed. It's where you're going to get the sulforaphane for the most benefit. And the best way of getting it is from broccoli seed. So I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. And please share it with your friends and colleagues. Subscribe so as new nutrition news comes out, you'll be the first to get this information. Health is about valuable information. The majority of physicians don't have time to really look at all latest nutritional studies or nutraceutical studies that have come out. So you can't expect that. And the idea that the majority of medicine is treating symptoms, emergency medicine is great. It's not really about wellness. Not really about real prevention. Real prevention is in your hands with the right information. So again, this is Steve Halpern, and I've enjoyed sharing this information with you. And I hope it's valuable for you. Thank you for listening.